USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, reports President Trump removing 70 Obama holdovers from the NSC, the National Security Council. President Trump holding a COG Keep America Great Again rally in Manchester, New Hampshire, ahead of the primary there.
New Hampshire was founded by tough frontier men and strong, powerful pioneer women who defied the dangers and raised their children to embrace the eternal motto, live free or die. I love that motto. Live free or die. These courageous Americans tamed the wilderness, braved the elements, changed the hills, fought the battles, and helped make this the greatest nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And we are making it greater every single day, greater than ever before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
An update now on the spreading coronavirus. Reports of at least 24 Americans infected with the virus on board a Princess cruise ship quarantined in Yokohama, Japan. More than 100 people reportedly suffering from the coronavirus on board that ship. The very latest now on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there is a $1.55 price difference between the high and the low average across the country.
The nation's lowest average prices can be found in Texas, where the statewide average is $2.04, followed by Louisiana at $2.06, and Oklahoma State at $2.07 per gallon. The nation's priciest gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3.59 per gallon, followed by California at $3.54, and Washington State at $3.10 per gallon.
DeHaan tells us thousands of stations are selling product below $2 per gallon.
That's the highest amount of stations in nearly a year.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Four Chinese hackers under arrest in connection with the Equifax breach. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Four Chinese military hackers are being indicted in connection with a major cybercrime in the United States.
This was one of the largest data breaches in history. It came to light in the summer of 2017 when Equifax announced the theft.
Attorney General Bill Barr telling reporters that the scale of the crime was staggering. He calls it a deliberate and sweeping intrusion into the private information of the American people.
But invaded the privacy of many millions of Americans and imposed substantial costs and burdens on them.
The hack compromised the personal data of over 150 million Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A new abortion rights bill in Rhode Island. Details now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Reverend Richard Bucci of Sacred Heart Church in West Warwick, Rhode Island, says lawmakers who voted in favor of the Reproductive Privacy Act will no longer be allowed to take communion, witness marriages, or serve as godparents. The bill would put the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision into Rhode Island law. Rhode Island lawmakers already feeling the impact. One state senator says he can no longer be his niece's godfather. Another one says she was forbidden from giving a eulogy at a relative's funeral. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.